it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. No major 49ers news as we're all recovering from the end of the NFL draft, so I thought we'd take a look at some of the undrafted free agents because they don't get as much love as the drafted guys, and it just so happens Matt Barrows has a fantastic column in The Athletic right now that will help us do just that. Here's what he did. Barrows said he called NFL evaluators, consulted with Dane Brugler, and spoke to the agents of most of the prospects to get an idea of who the standouts are and why they might have the best chance to make the 49ers. So let's get right to it. First up, running back Corey Schrader. He led the SEC with more than 1,600 rushing yards at Missouri. It's only 5'8". Only 202 pounds, and he ran a 40-yard dash in 4.61 seconds. That is not very fast, but keep in mind the Shanahans did have success with Alfred Morris, another notoriously slow running back, so we've seen it can work in this system, and Barrows made an excellent point. We have seen less heralded running backs in San Francisco outplay drafted guys in the system. Matt Breida destroyed Joe Williams way back in 2017. Elijah Mitchell's a sixth-round pick. He was way better than Trey Sermon in 2021. And of course, Jordan Mason, way better than Ty Davis-Price in 2022. So don't just discount Corey Schrader because of some low measurables. There's more to it than that, especially in this system. Let's take a look at another undrafted free agent. That's defensive tackle Evan Anderson out of Florida Atlantic. He's 6'1", but he's big, 320 pounds. He also ran one of the slowest 40-yard dash times at the combine of any defensive player. Yeah, look, that's why he's undrafted, right? They all have warts. But obviously, he's somebody the 49ers really wanted because they gave him almost $300,000 in guaranteed money. He's very stout at the point of attack. He's somebody they think can be a depth piece along the defensive line. Remember, they're trying to replace Eric Armstead, who, as much as you want to criticize him, was very, very good when he played in the middle of that field. They're going to need multiple bodies in order to do it. Last up, Tanner Mordecai, quarterback from Wisconsin. And this is not your father's Wisconsin. This is an air raid Wisconsin system. Nine teams were after him. Brian Griese was apparently all over it. That's part of the reason why he chose to sign with the 49ers. And unlike the other two guys, Mordecai can run. He ran a 4.46 40-yard dash at his pro day. That is faster than any quarterback that ran at the combine. And his short shuttle of 4.23 is more like a defensive back than a QB. So that is pretty impressive from Mordecai. He's got a lot of experience in college. Quarterback that's more athletic than you think, that has a lot of experience in college, that Brian Griese really likes. Sounds like somebody else we know, doesn't it? We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Wednesday. Steve Young was a guest on KNBR, and he was asked, where can Brock Purdy improve this season? You know what he said? He can't. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. If you want to know why, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, I had the pleasure to sit down with Mike Greenberg of ESPN yesterday as he recovered from hosting the NFL draft. We touched on a bunch of different topics, the reaction to the Ricky Pearsall pick, the legacy of Kyle Shanahan, and whether or not 49ers are actually going to get by in 2024 with the receiver room of Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk after all those trade rumors. It is available for audio podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. It's also on YouTube. I'll have a link in the description of this episode. One thing you may have missed, going to get some Ricky Pearsall intel because the guests keep coming here on the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Today, I'm going to sit down with Herm Edwards, former Arizona State head coach, coached Brandon Ayuk, coached Ricky Pearsall. I want to find out about these guys, what makes them tick, and just how close is that Herm Edwards to John Lynch pipeline they seem to have. I'm going to find out all of that. That'll be available for download and up on the YouTube channel as soon as it's done, basically, as soon as I can get it up there. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Click the bell to get notified when we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, I'll be live with Grant Cohn, 9 a.m. Pacific time. I'm going to try and cheer Grant up a little. He seems to be a little negative on some of these draft picks. We'll see if we can't turn that around. Enjoy your Wednesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk later today.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.